as part of Queen's Park's Brighton Incoming project, both long-term and newer residents told us how they came to live here, their first impressions of the city, and their difficulties settling in. Here is a selection of their stories.
I was born in Brighton. I came here when I was about 18 months, 2 years, so I can't remember it.
So initially, when I first came to the UK, I didn't choose, of course. We are sent to north of the country, to Newcastle. And I stayed there for 7 months before I had a letter telling me that I was going to be moved down to Brighton, which I had no idea. And I thought Brighton is on a suburb of Newcastle, like maximum 20 minutes away. So I said, okay, initially I agreed. But then on the day of traveling, the bus came and they said, do you have all your stuff ready? I said, I have got some stuff ready, my paper, and the rest I will take it later on. It's not in rush. She said, no, we're not going to come back. I said, how far is it? He said, like a few hundred miles away. So I didn't have an estimate miles. And so he said like 9 hours away. So I was surprised. I wasn't happy, to be honest, to be moved down to Brighton. But I had no choice. So we had to get on the bus. We came all the way to Brighton. It was about 9 hours by bus.
They were very anti-Londoners. They were like, oh, these Londoners coming down in their houses. You know what I mean? Really, really. And this was very clicky.
Yeah.
I've got to say that...
Oh, right. Name him a stick back.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, this pub was very kicky, and I think it only opened up when I started going out with my husband, because he'd been coming this since he's 14, and I was then accepted. Do you know what I mean? My kids at school sort of got a bit bullied, and then I go, my stepdad's the name, and then they wouldn't have any troubles.
Things that people say to you because you were.
Oh, it'd be in the shop or the post office queuing up at the post office, and these people coming around and nicking all the houses. And I just went up to the biggest, fattest one at the front and I went, you got a problem with me? And they went, no. Just take these, you know, because I'm brought up trash. I don't take, you know, idiots. And then, of course, when I started working in the Royal Admiral, I worked over there for about 3 years. You get, when you're that side of the bar, everyone's your friend, you know. You're the go-to person because you're the chatty person, and you know. And I dealt with the old people, sort out their pension credit, and at the orchards when they was having a trip out, I'd go along with them to make sure they could get on the bus. And
I'm a student at Sussex master's program, and so I was looking for. I didn't really want to live on campus while I was in graduate school. I just wasn't interested, partly because Sussex is so. I really like that the campus is very contained. But also that I felt like if I lived there, being in school for only a year, I'd end up probably staying mostly on campus and not getting to know parts of Brighton. I really like being a part of a community, even if it's only for a little bit. So I wanted to live off campus so I would have more access to other things. But I also wanted to live within walking distance, ideally, from campus, or at least close by, so that if I need to kind of go back and forth quickly, I can. I guess I was surprised that it seems like every single house is split. There's not like independent. In the States, people like to have their own house on their own plot.
Yeah.
And so it did, just the structure of the housing was kind of interesting. It did seem older. I don't know how old it is relative to other areas exactly, but it did seem like it was a pretty well-established area, and the houses had been here for quite a while. But I like the gardens. People seem to have a nice garden.
I arrived in Brighton 2017. That's my first time in Brighton. I arrived from France in a lorry. And obviously, we came to Brighton and I got off because obviously the guy stopped in Brighton. So that's because I never knew that it was and I would be end up in Brighton. And then I got off the truck and I went to the beach. walked on a bit, and then it was really nice weather. It was sunny. My clothes was literally, if you can tell by someone that is KO, it was doing something, because I've got very dirty clothes and stuff. I'll probably be stink as well, because, you know, in France, you'd be around for like, you know, I probably had a Cali as well. So I've been living there for at least 6 months. So yeah, in Brighton, so I walked down the beach, and obviously a few hours later, I've asked on someone to guide me where the police station is. And they've told me, it wasn't that far away, because I was walking down to Cape Town. The police station was, at that time, it wasn't like this, it was a bit different, I think. I just walked down to the station, and there's a lady came, so I mean, what do you want now? At the time, I couldn't be able like to speak English, so I had to kind of say Arabic. So she called an interpreter, and she asked me what are you here for? She was like, because I just came from Cali, and I don't know here, and I wanted to. They said, police station, they can help me out. And then they said, how old are you? I was 17 at the time. I was 16, but I wasn't sure, basically. So I said to them, I was 17. And then they took me inside. From that place, they took me somewhere else, like to search my place. I mean, to search me and stuff. And I've been there for probably 40 minutes or something. And then they took me somewhere. They took me to like a temporary place to stay. They gave me food and everything. I took a shower there. I think it was a hotel. Yeah, I took a shower and I stayed there for one day. And the next day, the Brighton Social Service, they came and, yeah, I remember her name. Her name was Kate. She was really lovely. So yeah, that's how I arrived. Yeah. To be honest, like, because I used to live, I mean, I haven't lived in a city like this before, so I'll probably, it's just the sea. I've liked the view of the sea and stuff. So I went there just to calm my, because at that time I had I really suffered to come to this place, obviously. So I stayed there for a bit, and then I've asked them, and I've noticed that people are very friendly. They are very friendly.
Now I feel so much different. I feel so much part of Brighton.
Mm.
That I've not lived here for long, but I feel I belong, you know?
Yeah.
I feel at home,
yeah.
Sort of. There's no racial discrimination like in London, some part of London, because when I nearly came to London, my kids, gang of white people would gang up and beat up my children, you know?
Mm.
It's not like that here. Everybody, it's a mixture of people from varieties of communities,
right,
in Brighton, you know.
Mm.
Varieties, everybody mind them, everybody's one, you know. So nobody, everybody's eager to help you if you ask for help.
Yeah. Yes.
If you ask for direction, they are eager to direct you. You know? Unlike London, everybody is walking fast.
Right.
And they said, "Me, do you know what? You just move, you know.
Mm.
You don't know what if you're gonna attack him or not, you know."
Mm.
So, but here is safer. I feel more safe here. I feel at all. I feel secure here.
Yeah.
You know, though I still have my immigration problems.
Yeah.
And I still attend to the doctors are helpful.
Yeah.
I got my medications. I've gone through a lot of trials. I'm using walking stick now because I have back pain and arthritis. Mm-hmm. It was given to me here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my medication is all right, you know.
I can't remember, but I was born in 1964, and I think it was 64, 65. Oh, okay. So I was actually born in Bevendale.
Okay.
Number one, Horby Road.
I moved here to get married. And I've got a job up at Brighton General.
Okay.
I'm considering doing a song with Pete, the elderly.
Yeah. Geriatric. And where did you move from?
MC. No, it's not a good place. Best way to see now is even on a train going fast. You're near town, so if you want to go into town, you get buses, take your car. But far it's not a place, you've got plenty of salt. So you can get to out, take your dog for a walk. You've got North Side from a little shop. You've got greens, I've seen the greens in Bevendon. You've got nice greens, so the kids could play football with him.
Yeah.
So the family area is very nice.
Don't see as many kids playing now, though, do you?
No.
Everybody at his own. Even when you say hi to them, hi. They don't want to make any relation outside. But in the building here, we know all the people here, and they are so nice people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go down because we have a lunch room. We go down and drink the coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm happy, I'll make some cookies and give it to them. I like the people to share it with me.
My neighbours, I think I told you, didn't I? One was a policeman who worked for the same thing. Another one was a butcher, worked for the same neighbours. And because he used to bring the nets of our chickens when we wanted a chicken. My dad didn't like doing that. And then the people on the end were fishermen. So it was quite a big selection of different people doing different things. So it wasn't, when I was there, it was pretty general, that sort of thing, I think.
And my neighbours are, I wouldn't go anywhere. I love my neighbours. I love the area. I think they're very, it's like it used to be for them when I was growing up. Coming here was like, because it got, especially in West Norwood, it got like lots of people moved down from Brixton. It got very drug orientated, guns and knives and, you know, a lot of fighting. And I brought my girls down here and it was like it was when I was growing up in Fulham. Now, it's, I still love it. My daughter lives down the road in the new block by a library.
Okay.
I've got a daughter there. I've got another daughter who went to college down here and learned singing. She's a singer in the local pubs and clubs around the area. And she charges like $4,000 to do a wedding and corporate gigs and stuff like that, singing. And, Ella Fitzgerald went into something like that. My other daughter's got a little business like Brighton Bambinos where she makes clothes online and stuff like that. And I've got a 6-year-old granddaughter. They never wanted to go home. They went back and visited them a couple of times. He was a biker and it was part of that life. And they went back a couple of times, but no, they've set up their families. And my daughter called me closer. She went into Bates Estate. And the flat that she had was beautiful, but the owner had a stroke and wanted to sell the flat. And during lockdown, by chance, she went on the list, you know, and got this new block because nobody was going on it because of lockdown.
Do you want to tell Zoe your story about walking past here when the bevy was being built?
Well, at the time, I had measles and the girl next door had measles.
Yeah.
And so we both took our... walked up and down with our dogs, Fran. People don't know. I'm sure you agree with that. And this was being built at the time. I was 8 then.
Yeah.
So I can remember I've never been in here until now.
Really?
So, although I stayed there till I was 24, as I said, I suppose it was just a spare piece of land. And then until they started... And that's when we first started walking along and saw the buildings going on and this place was being built. My dad never came in here. I don't know why.
Where did your dad go drinking?
Down Lower Bevendean. I don't know why. Perhaps he'd already started down Bevendean.
He was usually going there, I suppose.
Yeah, he's got to know people down there, so he continued to go down there rather than come in here.
Well, when I arrived in Brighton, I didn't mix up initially because I didn't know my whereabouts. But when I started going to the seaside and being here and saw the carnivals, gay carnivals, everybody was happy, dancing. I participated myself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I enjoyed it quite. So I met diversity of important people more than London.
Right.
When I'm in London, I mix I mix with maybe Jamaicans, this, you're always watching your back.
Mm-hmm.
This is my place now. I can leave my door open. Mm-hmm. I'm secured.
Mm-hmm.
You leave your car, you leave your phone, they steal it. They can have your phone on your hand. They snatch it from your hand around, you know?
Gosh, yeah.
So it's not like that here. Right. So here is responsible. Tourists I meet here.
Yeah.
So everybody's responsible. Everybody is going about their business. Nobody's going to snatch your thing from you.
Yeah. I've so never I feel listened. Safer.
I feel safer.
Yeah, I feel safer.
I feel very safer. I feel safer, really. And I feel being welcomed. Most importantly for me. Being welcomed. Especially when I'm looking forward to coming to this group. It's just like family. Everybody talks their problem. People from different places.
Yeah.
Bless Refugee Radio. Eh? You know, those are my stronghold.
Yeah.
They made me feel welcome in Brighton.
Brighton does have a reputation of being very welcoming the students from Europe. Don't forget, they also get racism.
Mm.
Germans and Swedish, and we have had a lot of that because there were so many English language schools during summer. So there's been that. But this picture, I think, because we are not such a huge city, I know what percentage of BME people is here. And because before that, you never actually saw women with hijab. Now you see a lot of women walking with hijab. It is accepted. And there have been incidents and so on. But this reputation of being completely cosmopolitan is not quite true. On the whole, there isn't obvious rejection or obvious, you know, display of seeing somebody different and saying things. But when you actually then come to services, go about your life, you see the way you are treated differently.
The main impression about Brighton, people were more friendly, to be honest, than Newcastle. In Newcastle, my experience wasn't very nice. I stayed there for 7 months, and the area where we stayed called Benwell, and it wasn't very friendly. In fact, they told us, they advised us not to go out at night time. They said it's a bit rough area. So, and myself, I was with other people. We like football, so we wanted to watch football, and we were going to the pub to watch football, but then it wasn't very comfortable. You could tell the atmosphere is not very friendly. Like, we were strangers, and so it's not to be our environment. Like, although we would buy a pint or so, some stuff, but we wouldn't fit in the atmosphere. We would just focus on football. I'm sure they were saying stuff which is not nasty, which is not very good, but we wouldn't listen, or we pretend that we didn't hear, or just avoid. So we're gonna watch football, and when it's finished, we go. But in Brighton, people were more friendly and more open. We saw lots of other nationalities here, like Europeans. Back in Newcastle, they weren't. All we could see is like refugee in the asylum house, and English people. But here in Brighton, we saw lots of Italian restaurants, French. We could mix, and the college, teachers, staff were all very friendly, and the atmosphere was much better. Like, sooner I was happy to be moved to Brighton.
Nice.
It didn't take me long to like here. Initially, I wasn't very happy. I was sad, but then it was good. I have never heard any refugees or any people from ethnic backgrounds complaining about the generosity or complaining about the Brighton people, like people who live here, original people. I mean, the people who live in Brighton. Everyone speaks high of them. They say no one faced racism or prejudices or any kind of harsh treatment. There are some few cases, like, which it can happen anyway, but it's very rare. I've never faced in my personal life, I've never faced anything like this. All I had seen from people in Brighton, it's all good things, all support.
Do you think in the years that you've now lived in Brighton, do you think Brighton has changed at all?
It'd be more crowded.
Right, okay.
Yani, you see, before I came and visit Brighton here, you feel that Brighton clean and nice, and there is not much people like now. You can see them. Even if you go to the supermarket, you will find a lot of people from there, from where all these people coming. So this is what the difference I find it now. Yani, before you can see a few people in the street, now you can find a lot of people. They are suffering from parking. Of course, I don't have a car. This is a nice thing. I'm using the bus, which is... you will find it full of people, and sometimes there is the young kids, they didn't know how to treat the old people. There is two chairs, it is especially for the disabled people, the elderly people. A young boy and girl sitting, and they are not caring about what lady with two crutches. So I have to tell them, please, will you excuse me? This is for the old elderly people, not for a young like you.
Yeah.
So this is the different now. You will find it, even at the 2017 when I come, it is not like that. At least there is not much people like what you can see them now.
There were no cars when I went there.
You played in the road.
Yep, and we kept chickens as well. So it was a very happy time, really. I enjoyed my childhood. You know, it's really strange to see where I used to live for a start, to come back here, and then you've got to sort of go through your when you were young and what it was like and that sort of thing. I mean, it's quite difficult going back as far as that.
Yeah. Well, you particularly noticed all the cars.
That was the biggest
thing. And the buildings at the university.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cars especially, because there were no cars around when we were young.
Awesome cars, wasn't it?
Well, Baker did have a Porson cart, yeah.
It's got very much more student and student orientated since I've been. The buses are terrible. They've got no respect. They don't get up to people that have got walking sticks in front of the bus. You've got to say, excuse me. You know, they're sitting there with their headphones on. Going down London Road now is a nightmare. There's shops. London Road's on now. And it's all coffee shops. Just coffee shops and takeaways. As I say, it doesn't affect me much because I'm a bird. I mean, I can hear them playing music and fighting and messing up. Because you get one settled down and you say, look, you know, you're rubbish at the line with the road. You're going to sort that out. And they'll go, sorry, love. And they'll put it all away. And, you know, the bus stops, crap everywhere. And then, but, you know, in September, they're going in another lot of funding.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot more students. It was changed here because before it was all families.
Yeah. So students who live in the area either only going to live here for a year, because a lot of students, if you're, especially if you're undergrad, you're going to be changing houses a lot because you want to live with different people and you have different groups of friends who you move around with. And then graduate students, unless you're a PhD student, but master's students are only in the UK for a year if they're and are limited by their visas. Kind of go into it knowing that you're not going to be staying, and so it feels you can get involved in different community things, but you have to always kind of, you feel like you're always prefacing it like, I'm leaving at the time. I don't, you know, the attachment is going to be short term, and you don't want to set up false expectations and things like that. I think people would ideally very much like their relationships with their community and their neighbors to be as mutual as possible. But it is hard to do that when you're not going to be staying, and you know you're not going to be staying here.
No, I mean, there are people here that we met on our first few visits who were born in Molescombe, Bevendean, had been here all their lives, but also there are people who come here because they're students, and so, you know, people who've immigrated to the area, and so, yeah, real mix. I actually like the fact that it's becoming, we've only been here just over a year, so we're not really best placed to talk about the changes, but it seems to be becoming more of a kind of student area, and I like that personally.
I think it brings a bit of diversity, which is perhaps, don't know if Brighton's always the best at being diverse. So I think it's definitely a positive, whether they're up the hill or down the hill. It's really nice to have students around.
Brighton for me is always the different Brighton, because I've been to a lot of places, to be honest, in the UK. I went to Birmingham, I went to Manchester, I went to Liverpool, I went to Cardiff and stuff, but whenever I go there, I just can't wait to come back. But I don't know, because I don't know, is it because you're used to it, or it's just a nice place to live, to be honest. Yeah, I've got used to it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've got a lot of friends from there.
Do you think things have got a bit harder for people arriving in Brighton now? Do you think it's yeah. got worse if you were arriving now? Do you think it would have been
definitely,
harder?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that time there were not that many people. I mean, at that time, because the people that were not crossing was about probably this much as now, because now there's a lot of people. And the fact that it's, you know, in the hotels and stuff, it's a bit hard. It's so hard.
Mm.
Some people, they've been there like for a few, probably a month, and then they couldn't be able to get a place to live. So it's so hard. Yeah, it used to be a bit easier, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went for the wedding for my son, and I have my sister in USA. I don't like USA.
So what is it about Brighton that you liked?
You see, Brighton, you feel that you are with your family here.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy, friendly,
mm-hmm.
but not all the time.
Okay.
So not with the people of the home office.
Yes, definitely.
So, Yanni, I like here. I find the people, even in the street, they said hi to you because they are nice people. Yeah. The neighbors, they are... if you find me because I'm an elderly lady and I'm a sick person, they're helping me in the street. Of course, at the beginning, when I live with my son, he's working and his wife is working. Sometimes I have to go to the supermarket
mm-hmm.
and take the daughter with me, small daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're helping me by carrying the luggage and something mm-hmm. like that. So I don't find them... they are so good. They are so helpful.
Brighton became very good, and they took me to seaside. That was I love the sea.
What do you remember the first time you went down to the seaside in Brighton?
Oh, first time I went down, it was kind of mixed feelings of shock and excitement. Shocked in the sense that this place is just a free place that. In London, I never see woman and woman hug, man and man holding together. Everything was in my face in the seaside, you know?
Mm.
So, wow, nobody cares about anybody. Mm. It's kind of free play. Everybody live the way they want.
Yeah.
So, I love it here, you know? So, people, I smoke cigarettes. They don't worry me. I smoked and I stayed at the seaside. I went near the sea. I touched the water. I thank God for bringing me here. I thank the mother of the sea, you know. So then I went home because I came in company of people that I was living with. We went home. And first time I went to the seaside, was seafront was very nice and had little change, but I can't forget it. Chips and fish and chips at the seaside. Oh, the chips were so massive. So that was so it was expensive though, but
yeah.
it was worth it.
Queen's Park's book, Brighton Bound, which tells these stories and many others, is available from queensparkbooks.org.uk. Thanks to the players of the National Lottery for supporting this project.